Fourth parak of Chulin, sixth, seventh Mishnah. A sheikh is behemoth must have a shilio. He shechted an animal and he found a placenta inside of it. Nefesh hayofet ochlenu. A person who has the ability to eat it, he doesn't get disgusted by it, can eat it. It's a kosher api halacha. If there's no tumas eichlim because generally people don't eat it, and there's no tumas nevelis because it was shechted. If he thought to eat it, then nice match of it to be oichol. But time with tumas eichlim, but like tumas nevelis, tumas eichlim, but there's no tumas nevelis. Yeah. Part of the placenta came out. You cannot eat any of that fetus because we're concerned that maybe the part with the head of the animal, the fetus came out, and it's considered born already. And once it's born, even if it goes back in, the shechita of the mother does not help. Simen vlad beicho, simen vlad behema. There's certain simonim that this woman gave birth. In other words, the fact that there was a shilia, there's a sign that there was a placenta, there's a sign that there was a fetus over there. And vakel shepila shilia shluchenu kloven, animal that gave birth to its first offspring, and what came out was this placenta, you could throw it to the dogs. We know that there's a fetus inside of it, and you can't give a pachot to the kloven, but since we don't know what's inside of it, we have a majority to say that it's not kodesh. Why? 50% chance it's a female, and a small chance that it was some deformed fetus, which is not also does not have the kedushas bechoros. Since the majority of the options that it's not kodesh bechoros min asafik, you get treated as something that does not have kedusha. Umikdoshim tikova, but it's a vlad of offspring of Hektish, then it has to be buried, because over there, whether it's male or female, it has Kedusha. Yeah. Ein koivim v'isa b'pashas adrochim, should not bury this fetus in a place where people are, crossroads. Ein toilim v'isa v'ilon, you shouldn't hang it on a tree, but they darkly mar it. This was superstition of the goyim to bury the fetus on crossroads. Thank you.